Well, the Coptic Orthodox Church has the largest Christian presence in the Middle East, with approximately 10 to 15 million members in Egypt, representing about 15% of the population. Bishop Michael Nazar Ali from the Anglican Church holds both British and Pakistani citizenship. He has both a Christian and a Muslim family background and takes a keen interest in the Middle East. He joins us now. Bishop, people might be wondering why these Christians were going to such a dangerous area, but in fact they were from part of the poorest parts of Egypt.
Well, yes, they were really there to earn a living, to send money back to their family. But what has happened to them is not an isolated incident. It's not about small extremist groups. This is a huge interrelated and global issue. So, for instance, this is of a piece with what happened in the aftermath of the first revolution in Egypt, when scores of Coptic buildings were attacked, many Copts were killed and injured, houses were ransacked and so forth. And now, of course, it is of a piece with what is happening in the Sinai Peninsula, the attempt to destabilize Egypt's new government. But then it's also of a piece with what is happening in Syria and Iraq, what has happened to the Yazidis and the Christians in Iraq, and further afield, the blasphemy laws in Pakistan. I mean, we are not dealing with small groups of isolated extremists. We are dealing now with a movement.
Indeed. So what kind of response do you think there should be from the international community, in particular with what's just been happening in Libya?
Yes. I mean, with Libya, I think there has to be some restoration of order in that country. I agree that this cannot wait for a political solution. If under UN auspices there is some authorization for a force to restore order in Libya, that would be welcomed by all sorts of people. Now, I mean, that does involve, I'm sorry to say, ground forces. They needn't be American-led. In fact, it is preferable if they were not. This is also the case, by the way, in Iraq, that some kind of international force is needed to secure the future of Christians and Yazidis in Iraq.
But would you support the action that's been taken so far by the Egyptian military, the airstrikes on Derna?
Well, that's been called revenge. I don't think revenge is exactly what is required. What is required is concerted action by the international community to prevent Libya becoming a base for terrorism and threatening, for instance, Western Europe itself.
It's a dilemma, isn't it, for the West, that there are people in power who there may be huge problems with, yet they provide stability against Islamism.
Well, yes, I think this is the case. We are no longer dealing with a situation where there are angels and there are monsters. We are dealing with a situation where we have to ask, who is the lesser monster? And take Syria, for instance. I mean, President Assad is no saint. But compared to what Islamic State is doing, we have to ask, should we deal with this man to get rid of this much greater evil?
Bishop Michael Nazar Ali, a question for another day. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.